Paper 180, Section 1. The New Commandment. After a few moments of informal conversation, Jesus stood up and said, "When I enacted for you a parable indicating how you should be willing to serve one another, I said that I desired to give you a new commandment. And I would do this now, as I am about to leave you. You well know the commandment which directs that you love one another. That you love your neighbor even as yourself. But I am not wholly satisfied with even that sincere devotion on the part of my children. I would have you perform still greater acts of love in the kingdom of the believing brotherhood. And so I give you this new commandment. That you love one another even as I have loved you. And by this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you thus love one another. When I give you this new commandment, I do not place any new burden upon your souls. Rather do I bring you new joy and make it possible for you to experience new pleasure in knowing the delights of the bestowal of your heart's affection upon your fellow men. I am about to experience the supreme joy, even though enduring outward sorrow, in the bestowal of my affection upon you and your fellow mortals. When I invite you to love one another, even as I have loved you, I hold up before you the supreme measure of true affection, for greater love can no man have than this, that he will lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends. You will continue to be my friends, if you are but willing to do what I have taught you. You have called me master, but I do not call you servants. If you will only love one another, as I am loving you, you shall be my friends, and I will ever speak to you of that which the Father reveals to me. You have not merely chosen me, but I have also chosen you, and I have ordained you to go forth into the world to yield the fruit of loving service to your fellows even, as I have lived among you and revealed the Father to you. The Father and I will both work with you, and you shall experience the divine fullness of joy, if you will only obey my command to love one another, even as I have loved you. If you would share the Master's joy, you must share his love. And to share his love means that you have shared his service. Such an experience of love does not deliver you from the difficulties of this world. It does not create a new world, but it most certainly does make the old world new. Keep in mind, it is loyalty, not sacrifice, that Jesus demands. The consciousness of sacrifice implies the absence of that wholehearted affection which would have made such a loving service a supreme joy. The idea of duty signifies that you are servant-minded and hence are missing the mighty thrill of doing your service as a friend and for a friend. The impulse of friendship transcends all convictions of duty, and the service of a friend for a friend can never be called a sacrifice. The Master has taught the apostles that they are the sons of God. He has called them brethren, and now, before he leaves, he calls them his friends.